This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh fire officials said Friday at least 52 people died in a fire that engulfed a food and beverage factory outside the capital. The blaze began Thursday night at a five-story factory. Police initially gave a toll of just three dead, but said they later discovered dozens more bodies on Friday afternoon after the fire was extinguished. In addition, at least 26 workers were injured when they jumped from the upper floors as the fire engulfed the building, according to local news. A fire official said Friday 52 bodies have been recovered from inside the factory and rescue operations are continuing, but the top two floors had not yet been searched. The main exit of the factory, which processes juice, soft drinks, and other food items, was locked from the inside, he said. The government ordered an investigation into the cause of the fire. Bangladesh has a history of deadly disasters. They are often attributed to safety lapses that still plague the South Asian country despite its rapid economic growth. A state-backed Myanmar power company warned its customers Friday their electricity supplies could be disrupted if they continue refusing to pay their bills as part of a boycott that has hurt the junta financially. Myanmar has been in turmoil since a February coup that ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her government, with hundreds dead in a brutal crackdown and a mass anti-junta strike crippling the economy. Since the coup, Myanmar's economy has been in freefall and is expected to contract by 10% in 2021, according to the World Bank. The junta has justified its power grab as a means to protect democracy, alleging electoral fraud in November's election won by Suu Kyi's party. This is VOA News. Pfizer says it will seek authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine to boost its efficacy as the Delta variant drives devastating outbreaks in Asia, including in Thailand, where fresh curbs were announced Friday. Japan is banning fans from most Olympic events and placed Tokyo under a virus state of emergency throughout the games just 2 weeks before the opening ceremony. The Olympic flame arrived in the Japanese capital Friday in a muted finish to a nationwide torch relay that was supposed to stoke excitement about the games, but which has been taken off public roads or otherwise altered because of virus concerns. The highly transmissible Delta variant, first detected in India, is sweeping across the globe as countries race to vaccinate their populations to ward off fresh outbreaks. Pfizer said Thursday it expected a third dose will perform well against the strain and will apply for authorization in the United States, Europe, and other regions in coming weeks. Initial data from ongoing trials show a third shot pushed antibody levels 5 to 10 times higher against the original coronavirus strain and the Beta variant, first detected in South Africa, compared with the first two doses alone, according to the company. It says it expects similar results for Delta, but is also developing a vaccine specifically tailored to fight the deadly strain. Lawmakers in the Democratic Republic of Congo have introduced a bill to restrict the presidency to people with two Congolese parents, a move critics said on Friday aimed to block a millionaire businessman from challenging the president in the 2023 election. The bill, championed by an ally of the current president, was introduced to parliament a day earlier, with supporters saying it seeks to safeguard the African nation's sovereignty and prevent foreign meddling. Opponents say it undermines the rights of Congolese citizens with immigrant parents and sought to exclude a millionaire businessman and former regional governor who is expected to run in 2023. His father was Greek. Congo has a history of conflicts, often fueled by political and ethnic rivalries in the vast country that is rich in raw materials, including a 1998 to 2003 war during which millions died. The UN peacekeeping mission heading Congo is urging world powers not to let the country slip back into divisive politics. And Haiti is continuing to be engulfed in chaos. On Thursday, a day after the president was assassinated, authorities vowing to hunt down more of the quote-unquote mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting him to death in the bedroom of his home. Police said Thursday, seven suspects had been killed and six others arrested, among them two American citizens. The State Department has not confirmed. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.